know if I would be with you. I've been sick about 3.5 weeks, close to a month. But with the Lord's grace and help, he touched me this week. Amen. And about Wednesday, I started feeling normal, got my voice back. Last time I talked to you, Pastor, you probably couldn't hardly understand me. Sound like a mob boss talking to people. But by the grace of God, we're here today, and I want to thank you for the opportunity. Preacher, I know I don't take this lightly that you counted a privilege and honor to come speak to God's church tonight. Amen. And to share God's word. It ain't about me. Amen. It ain't really about us. It's about him. Amen. And I just want to share God's word tonight. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, reading only one verse tonight, coming from this theme and thought, greater, greater. That's all we need to know, greater. If you're there, say, I am. If you're listening, say, I am. Well, to God be the glory. I pray you'll follow along as we read God's holy, infallible, inspired, and inerrant and authoritative word. Amen. Together. God's word speaks to our heart in this way. Ye are of God. You could stop right there and have a spell.
Amen.
Little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, we come before you. We thank you for the opportunity it is to come in obedience to the call of God on all of our lives. Thank you for this church and this pastor. I pray, God, you'll set down tonight. I pray that any spirit outside the Holy Spirit be removed in the powerful name of Jesus. God, I pray that every heart will be in tune with the voice of God. I pray that the shepherd will speak to souls. I pray, God, that you might just change lives, transform. If there's one that is close to hell, I pray you'll draw them to yourself tonight. And we'll give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. For you alone are worthy. And we give you praise for what you have done, are going to do, and will do in the future. Because you're a great and good God. And we thank you for this time together. And speak as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen and amen. There was once a time when there was an airplane flight that was flying. And there was a celebrity on that flight. We know him as Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
You know that he was oftentimes self-proclaimed the greatest of all. A lot of arrogance, a lot of boasting of himself. And he had a big entourage with him on that plane. And there was a stewardess come by, and as the flights began to taxi, and says, sir, you need to put on your seatbelt. Muhammad Ali, with all the arrogance he could, looks at this steward and says, Superman don't need no seatbelts. Sir, we cannot take off until you put on your seatbelt. I don't think you heard what I said. Superman don't need no seatbelt. Well, this lady took a step back a little bit, and she thought, and she said, okay, Superman don't need no airplane either.
That's right.
So you ain't him. Buckle your seatbelt.
Yeah.
This is what we find ourselves in tonight. John, as he's writing these words, John the Beloved, the one who would be the closest to Jesus that he could get.
That's right.
As he was there and he heard the very heartbeat of God, Brother Robert, he understood what it means to know that he might have been less, that his God was great.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and the only thing that's great about any of us is the God who saved us.
Amen.
All of us are deserving of hell itself.
Amen.
Last time I checked, anything short of grace is hell.
Amen.
But God has already been sung tonight.
Amen.
I'm telling you, greatness is found and is not measured by who you know personally in this world.
Come on.
It's about who knows you and who has saved you. Greatness comes in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. One theme and thought through the entirety of that small epistle of 1 John is the word know. K-N-O-W. That's not just some type of mental assent that John is speaking of. He's talking about a real heart appropriation. It's the difference between knowing about and really knowing. The reality is, if you know the Lord, you'll understand how great He is and how great He desires to be in your life as well. Amen? See, the big idea tonight is because of Jesus, everything we have, everything that we are, is because He has given us a platform and a purpose and a promise to make Him known to the world. Make Him look great.
Amen.
Because He's the one that needs to be lifted up. And He says, if He says, if He'd be lifted up, He'd draw all people to Himself. And I pray He does that tonight. Not trying to boast in ourselves, but let's just look in this passage of Scripture. Let's dive into the text. Let's put this Scripture on like a robe. And let's just sit down and let the Spirit of God begin to speak into our lives tonight. First of all, I want to bring your attention just to this verse in and of itself, because it shows us who it is the greatest of all time. Notice all, I want you to notice our identity in the Lord. Aren't you glad that you're not on the same team you used to be?
Amen.
And this is what John is talking about in this knowing. He says that you are of God.
Amen. Wow. Praise the Lord.
There was a time when you were of your father, the devil.
Amen.
But God, who is rich in mercy, called you by name. Saved you.
Amen.
Put the Holy Ghost of God in
Amen.
You and changed your life. That's the greater who is in you. It changes your identity. It changes everything about you. You got a new father. I had a good dad, but now I got a good father
Amen.
In God. Amen?
Amen?
Hey, not only that, I got a new family. Hey, I had a great family growing up, but I'm in the family of God.
Right.
Hey, it ain't about free will. It ain't about Southern Baptist. It's about the family of God. One Lord, one baptism, one salvation in Jesus. Amen? There's a time He said, I want you. See, the enemy will come along, Satan, and says, you're awful. The world oftentimes come in and says, you're awesome. And Jesus come along one day, He says, you're mine.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That happened in my life 32 years ago. June 11th of 1992, 7:30 p.m., 2427 Oxford Circle. I was there when it happened.
Amen.
I wasn't looking for Him. He found me.
That's right.
Amen. I was lost as a ball in high grass, but God. And He changed my identity. The reality, Paul says in 2 Corinthians, he says, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen.
All the old things have passed away, and everything's become brand new. Hey, he don't do makeovers. He does restorations and resurrect. He's all about resurrections.
Amen.
He gave me a new life. Not only that, we see here, He's talking about you are of God. Aren't you glad that you are of God?
Amen. Amen.
Second thing I want us to see here very quickly, the greater who's with you.
Come on.
Right here in the verse, He says, little children. Hey, hey.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, there's something about our Lord when He talks about we being His children. We love kids, don't we? You should.
Come on.
And then you start having grandkids. Hey, hey.
Come on.
That's a whole different ball game. But when he look at this intimacy there, It reminds me when, Brother Mike, when the Lord, as the disciples were just shooing those kids away, said, we ain't got no time for you. He got, get out of here. And Jesus said, oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, suffer the little children to come unto me.
Amen.
It talks about how we can crawl up into the lap. And the writer of Hebrews says that we got an Abba Father, that we can crawl up into his lap in the throne of grace.
Amen.
And there's intimacy there. Hey, I don't have to go through a pope or a priest. I don't have to kiss a ring. I don't have to have a denomination. He says that, hey, you're my child. Isn't it amazing that our children have our ears, especially moms? Hey, you can hear, hey, there'd be 1,000 kids out there playing on the playground. And a mom said, oh, that's my youngin' there.
Yeah, right.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they know the cry, the one they love. Hey, and gave birth to.
Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord.
If you've been born again, we got an intimacy with God.
Yeah.
Little child. Aren't you glad of that? Not only that, not only we see the greater who's in you and the greater who's with you, there's the greater who's for you. Look what it says right here. And has overcome the world. Not us, but who's in us. Let me tell you some things about this power for God that we serve. The same God who rolled the stone away lives in us. Jesus is the overcomer in our lives. Paul told the church in Ephesus these words. He says, now it is abundantly able. Listen to what he says. To him to do exceedingly more abundantly. You can even ask your thing.
Amen.
I love the connotation there. It's more and more and more than you can even fathom what God can do.
That's right.
You know why? Because he's greater.
That's right.
He's greater than anything you ever face.
Right.
He says he's the overcomer of them. Jesus is greater than your adversity.
Amen.
Hey, there's nothing that catches Jesus by surprise.
That's right.
You'll never, there's nothing that's ever occurred to God.
That's right. Amen.
There'll never be a time, say, time out. God's going to say, time out. Didn't see that one coming. He's overcoming and he's giving us even apathy and addictions and debt and depression and even the devil himself.
Amen.
I'm grateful that he's greater than our sickness.
Amen.
Let me tell you about a weak moment just a couple weeks ago. I'm just going to say this for all men because we won't self-identify this way. We are big babies when we get sick.
Come on.
I am telling you what. And I was laying there in the bed, and I'm telling you, I had 103 temperature. I felt like a Mack truck done hit me. I didn't want to eat. I lost about 14 pounds. I'm telling you, when a Baptist preacher don't want to eat, that boy's sick.
Amen.
And my wife came in and checked on me, and I made a statement, bro. I said, is there anybody praying for me? It's one of those weak moments. You say something foolish. It's like, and as only he can, the Holy Ghost of God who overcome everything within you began to remind you, Romans chapter 8, that he's making groans and petitions on your behalf to the Father. He's interceding for us.
Amen.
He's lifting us up.
Amen.
And he's with us in no matter the season of life.
That's right.
He was there. And he was working. You remember when Jesus rebuked the disciples as they're out there on the water, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
Hey, he's an overcomer. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Where sin abounds? Grace.
Come on.
Hey, much more. I thought I'd have a witness here tonight. I'm glad I brought my own. Hey, y'all see I haven't preached in about 3 weeks. Hey, we had homecoming today, and I wanted to preach so bad I couldn't stand it. But, you know, he's preeminent. That's what he says here. He's the over. He said, I have overcome them. Who's the them he's talking about? It don't matter to them. The him who's in you has already beat them.
Amen.
Hey, when I got saved, I cheated and read the back of the book. We win.
Amen.
We're not fighting for victory, but from it. Big difference. Hey. He's an overcomer. He's in you. That's what he goes on to say, his presence. Hey, he's been in me for 32 years. Even though I've grieved him. I probably grieved him more than I've honored him. He remains faithful. Though we be unfaithful, God remains faithful. You know why? Because he's greater. He's greater than our sin. Hey, he's greater than our stupid choices in life. Hey. He's greater. That's what he says here. When we place our faith and trust, we're indwelt with the Holy Ghost of God.
Yes.
And because of that, we have the power, the promise, and the very presence of God to stand in the face of adversity.
Amen.
And anything that comes against
Amen.
Us.
Praise the Lord.
We're more than conquerors. What does it mean that the greater's within you? Well, let me show you something. That's why I brought this bag. Your preacher thought I was bringing a whole lot of Bibles here. Yeah. See them Tigers, yes? Ooh, could have scored 100 if he left first string, yeah. I loved playing football. You ever notice that the longer you out of school, the better you thought you were? Hey, I got a witness here. When I graduated from Buford High School, hold your hand over your heart. I'm room to go. Hey, I'm not from Buford. I am Buford. That's a whole different ball game right there. The place where I was born and raised, you look through the back door of our house, and as the leaves are off the trees, I can see the back of the high school.
Amen.
Yeah, right there in the midst of it. Played football from the time I was in fourth grade all the way to 12th grade. My senior year, I was a whopping 6'2 and 160. If I turned sideways, you couldn't see me. But I love to play it. Wasn't that great at it. Only scored one time, Brother Robert. Scored against Louisville. Almost stepped out the back of the end zone before I caught it. About just run a wrap just completely out of the end zone. I was so scared. Be honest. But you know, this ball here is amazing, isn't it? He's going to be 22 men. Is going to fight over this thing for either two halves or four quarters. They'll pass this ball. They'll punt this ball. They'll kick this ball. They'll fight over this ball. And they'll try their hardest to cross over that goal to score more times than the other team. But you know one thing I've never seen happen outside of Hollywood ignorance? They can be 22 men. 300 plus pounds can fall on that ball and it never burst.
Amen. Come on.
Now this little ball, it don't seem like much, but why don't it burst? Listen now. Listen. because greater is the pressure that's in it than any pressure that comes against it. Hey, greater. Hey, you ought to pass that along. Hey, don't fumble that. The reality is greater is He that's within you. He's greater than your problems. He's greater than anything you're going to face. He's already ahead of it. He's working in it. And He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you. And even if you go through it, He said, I'm going to walk with you along that way. Greater. Greater. Well, all He says in that is to say this. The greater one needs to be seen through you.
Amen. That's right.
That's God's intention for each and every one of us. All of us deserve to be crispy critters in hell.
Amen.
But God. Amen. And He didn't save us to sit, sulk, and sour on a pew.
Come on. That's right.
He called us to save. Preach salvation to a lost and dying world. And we need to get out with it. That's God's intention.
Amen.
To make Him known. Jesus said it this way. In that wonderful chapter in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, Jesus made a statement about this battle that continues to go on in our lives. Verse 10, He says this. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen. Yep.
And if you look around, He's winning a lot of skirmishes.
Yeah. Amen.
There's a lot of souls that are slipping off into eternity without
Amen.
Knowing Him. And there's no time for the church to back up, shut up.
Amen.
It's time to step up and speak
Amen.
Up. Because greater is He. Yes, the thief does come to steal, kill, and destroy. But that holy conjunction's there.
Yeah.
I remember when I was growing up and we watched that cartoon called I'll just sing it. Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember that, and I was like, hooking up. And I was like, man, hey, if my teacher made it this fun at school, it'd be good.
Yeah.
But a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But.
Come on, man. Come on.
That changes everything. The same but God you talked about, listen to this. The thief does come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life.
Amen.
We were all walking dead people.
Amen.
Dead in our trespasses and sin.
Amen.
There was nothing we could do to honor and glorify God.
That's right.
But He gave us life.
Hey,
you thought you were living until you met Jesus. No, all you were doing was existing.
Come on.
But when Jesus comes in, He gives you life.
Amen.
Not boring life.
Come on.
Hey, when I got saved, He changed me.
Amen.
I didn't turn over a new leaf. I got a new life.
Amen.
I've come that you might have life. But He don't stop there. He says, in that life to the abundance.
Yes. Yes.
Pressed down, overflowing,
yep.
Pouring in you that it might pour out of you.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that there's a lot of things pressing on you? But greater, greater is He. I'm glad I'm on the Saints team now.
Amen.
Amen. This morning I shared a little verse. I thought about it, Brother Robert. Jesus said that he's the living water. And if anybody's thirsty, let him drink. And if he drinks of that water that I'll give you, you can just go ask the woman at the well. She'll tell you, it's good. Matter of fact, it's better than good. It's great. Because the one who gave it to her is greater than the sin that she was in. Well.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But when that greater gets in you and you drink of that living water, you know what it says? That out of your life, out of the abundance of who you are and what God's created you to be as his ambassador of grace and mercy, he says, out of you will not flow little small trickles of water.
Come on.
Not even just a cup of water. He says, out of you will flow rivers
Amen.
Of living water.
Amen.
I've been to Niagara Falls, and I sit there with my jaw just dropped for about 15 minutes, couldn't say a word. And I said, that's a lot of water. But then the Spirit of God said, not as much as I can pour through you. but we can't let the enemy dam up that flow.
Come on.
When you think you're all that and a bag of chips, he has to remind you, no, I'm greater.
Amen.
I'm greater than your choices. I'm greater than the sin that Amen. You're in. What I'm trying to tell you is Jesus is great. And he wants to be great in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody ever ask you this question here? I'm about to ask you. I'm probably not. On your tombstone, you can choose one word to describe how you feel that you lived your life between that born and that death. Because that's really all that matters. Have you met him in that time? And have you made much of him in the time he's given you?
Come on.
I've heard a lot of people lie at funerals. You've heard it too. You've heard it too.
Amen.
We need to live our life in such a way. Now, I won't do it and your pastor won't do it that'll lie at your funeral.
Amen.
But hey, your life's going to testify whether you make God great or not. And one word, if I were to have one word on my tombstone, it's something that every one of us in here, no matter your age, your station, your status in life, every one of us can be faithful.
Amen.
Every one of us can be faithful to God.
Amen.
He was faithful to come for us.
Go ahead.
He was faithful to come in us.
Come on.
And he's faithful to live through us.
Amen.
And one day he's faithful to come for us again.
Amen.
But while we're still here, church, let's make Jesus great.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray together. Father, if there's a soul here that doesn't know you as their personal Lord and Savior tonight, I pray you'll come or change their lives. Give them the courage to stand and confess their sins and trust in Christ alone, repenting of those sins. Because, God, if you can save me, you can save anybody. If you can use me, you can use anybody. I was the least likely of all least likely. But it ain't about me and it ain't about us. It's the greater who came to save us and lives his life through us. So, Father, I pray during this altar call, as you'll work in the hearts and lives of people, I pray we'll be faithful to you. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen, Pastor.